This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. What little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America. I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business and job creators. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. A business genius, he is not.
Rob, do put that together. We're going to put that up on Infowars.com. I'm going to do a blurb. I'm going to send it to Drudge and everybody else. I'm going to put it on our Facebook. It needs to go viral. What do you call that? Romney caught in incredible lies about Trump? But it's worse than that. It's like Mitt Romney, the most two-faced man in history. Or Mitt Romney praises Trump, then attacks Trump. I mean, what do you say in the headline so that people click on it to relay how important that video is? Guys, gals, in the control room, what do I call that? Ask Kit Daniels, ask Don Salazar, ask Jakari, somebody. What do you call that? When we come back from break, I'm going to try to come up with a headline. Because, I mean, a video that short, a minute and 10 seconds long, and that powerful has got to go viral, and I just need to think of the name of it. I don't know what you call that video. By the way, I didn't plug anything last hour. I got so upset about how humans have been turned into commodities and how we don't stand up for each other. Nobody will stand up for us. It's just a metaphysical rule. And I got into some pretty hardcore subjects, but it's just I've been fighting the globalists 25 years, 21 years on air, and about 24 years, actually. And I just have come pretty much to the bottom of the rabbit hole. And scientifically, historically, I mean, as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, this is what the elite believe they're doing. You look at the Super Bowl, you look at the Emmys, the Grammys, it's all weird ritual. They had the Tower of Babel at the Academy Awards and other weird stuff. They admit at the Olympics they're doing global government rituals and things. And at the new millennium in Egypt, it was all over national television. They were doing an Illuminati ritual. These people are really into this stuff, and they believe they're getting power out of it. Now, are they just insane? Maybe so, but they're in power. What's your view on Romney coming out against him and flip-flopping? What's your view on Hillary and the Justice Department grants immunity to Hillary Clinton's email server technician, which most say means they're getting ready to go after her? Is that really true? Can she get past the FBI primary? She may be able to steal the election, but can she continue to get away with her crimes? But again, just briefly, you got to stand with InfoWars as well, because we really are out on the field against the dragon. I don't think anybody else is more out there against the enemy but a Donald Trump or a Matt Drudge. A Breitbart, a World End Daily, I mean, and none of us are perfect. Even Limbaugh has been kind of coming out against Trump all of a sudden, which shows they put the screws to him. On one hand, he wants to have an audience, I'm sure likes Trump. On the other hand, you know, they got people breathing down his neck. Boy, if anybody's been blackmailed, it's him over stuff that just doesn't matter. That's why I'm a libertarian. I don't care what he's doing as a man with women or what he's doing with Viagra coming through the airport or pain pills because his back's hurt. I mean, just, you know, that's his issue. But it just shows how they're controlling people. So that's why whether they attack me, make stuff up, whatever, hey, I'm out here on the field So you got to support what we're doing, just like with Trump. Got a big sale on colloidal silver, 50% off. It's only running until, I guess, Sunday. And a bunch of other specials. Anthroplex sold out for a while. It's back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And get the Hillary for Prison shirt, the new limited edition.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth.
It's called the American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The great George Carlin. I kind of like the puppet on the left. Hey, I kind of like the puppet on the right. Wait a minute, there's one guy holding both puppets. That, of course, the late, great as well, Bill Hicks. And that's where we stand today. And then in comes Trump saying, I'm not spending money on ads. I'm not getting all the inside strategists. I'm not going to go meet with the Koch brothers. If he'd have done all that, they'd put him in. He says, I'm not going to let China have a 20% internal tariff on us. That's not fair. And they say, no, you will not be president. Bring in Romney. And I played this 1 minute, 10 second clip earlier. I'm going to play it again. We're putting it up on YouTube. We're going to write a little blurb around it. And I guess you would label it, this video destroys Mitt Romney's claims against Trump. That's it. This video destroys Mitt Romney's claims against Trump. That's the name of it. Tweet it. Facebook it. I want to get it up. I want a maximum push on this video. And then under it, just list how the whole articles of the whole power structure, the Pope, the communist Chinese murderers, the Mexican president with his narcotics trafficking brother, just everybody, the whole establishment, Davos, the Clintonistas, the Bushes, the Koch brothers. Man, I can't tell you how many times snot-nosed pseudo-intellectuals would email me or call me or like walk up to me at a table in a restaurant and go, kind of liked your show for a while, so I found out about you and the Koch brothers. And this started like 10 years ago, and I'd read their name and I'd call them Koch brothers. Because, you know, there's a bunch of billionaire donors, and they're one of the biggest, but overall they're outnumbered by a bunch of others. And they used to only buy Democrats. I've had, what's his name? Greg Palast is the big liberal lobby. He's a great investigative journalist many times. And he's like, oh, they're really Democrats, but they've been trying to buy the Republicans for 20 years. And now almost spend exclusively with them to make them, you know, neocon rhinos, which is true. And then these pseudo-intellectuals come up and go, I know you're paid by them. Boy, I sure wish I was. It's like this, like I know you're paid by the Chinese government. I know you're paid by the Jews. I know you're paid by the Masons. I know you're paid by the Vatican. I know you're paid because I'm morally superior to you. I just say that and then don't listen to anything you have to say. And then here we are fighting the Koch brothers toe-to-toe. They were responding to Stone in my show saying, we didn't at the secret meeting call for Rubio to have a new campaign head, and we didn't call for a broker convention, and we didn't give $25 million with a $50 million pledge. It's all come out since then. They deny it. They deny it. And now it's all come out. Their chief strategist goes to run Rubio's campaign Saturday. And now it's being reported the Koch brothers eyeing Rubio for a $1 billion campaign contribution. That was them last year. They've already given hundreds of millions to the campaign. But here's what was great about them in the New York Times, the Washington Post on Saturday. The morning after, Stone broke all that and Drudge linked to it. They were already countering Drudge by Saturday night and Sunday. And Stone's coming on in 20 minutes. It was incredible. They said, we've given no money to the primaries. You can pull it up. And we're not going to be involved in the primaries when they have been involved all over the place in hundreds of articles in their own statements. Just like you can keep your doctor if you want your doctor, and Obamacare is free. And they're raising the debt limit, doesn't raise the debt. 2 + 2 = 5. And no one wants your guns, but we are trying to ban them. Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and Trump has not decried the Klan. They're still saying he hasn't decried the Klan. It's got to be 30, 40 times now. It's like 14 times by Tuesday that I've seen. 3 times in a row in the same press conference. I've decried it last week, this week, 15 years ago. I decry it again. I'm not part of it. I think it's terrible. Next question. Why will you not decry the Klan? Yeah, I just did a minute ago. Okay, I decried again. Another one. Why don't you decry? I just did it. Well, now you won't. And that's why when I had the consummate hacker and computer programmer, John McAfee, on yesterday. I mean, if you want to say somebody has basically gone over to a culture, that's what McAfee likes. I mean, I've known him for years, and he's well known that he mainly has black girlfriends. He's now married to a black lady, and he, I don't think he's even gone black. He's kind of gone urban, whatever. That's what he likes, guns, pit bulls, techno music, which is kind of the white trendies. And I just kept saying, say that you decry the Klan. He goes, okay, I decry the Klan. And I said, why won't you decry him? And he goes, well, I just did. I said, no, you didn't. It was fine. I decry the Klan. He starts laughing, but still getting irritated because he's a man, successful, made hundreds of millions of dollars, been a major executive, owned a big company. It's still not fun. But I did it to illustrate that, not to be mean. And I said, why won't you decry him? And he goes, listen, I'm married to a black lady, and my best friend's black guy. Look, I'm not. And he goes, I know this is a joke, but this is crazy. And I said, buddy, you got a Klan problem. Now, I did that to show how ridiculous this is. I'm going to play that clip coming up because it shows the mind game. But with the yuppies in the street, they'll walk up to me sometimes, again, when I'm on the street doing a shoot, and it's almost always a white person, and they'll go, yeah, I heard you're racist. And they go, ooh, like they just body slam me. Like, ooh, they got magic powers. And I just go, oh. And they go, well, you're not going to deny it. And I go, so I kind of get why Trump didn't. And I'm just like, hey, whatever. And they go, yeah, I heard you're a homophobe. And I'll just go, man, that college degree was really worth something for you, turning into a basket case of neurotic BS. Now, on Halloween, the guy was kind of getting to my face, and I just said, listen, get out of my face. You are the stupidest. It went on for like a minute. I said, you were so dumbed down, so pathetic, trying to use psych warfare on me, trying to guilt me as like some social action to give you power. That won't give you any success in the real world. You need to learn how to be charming and cool. Why aren't you here? I don't see you with a woman. I had like two women right here talking to me. I wasn't, I'm a family guy. I was doing it. They were talking to me. And I just said, why don't you actually go try to have fun instead of mess with people, you social justice warrior? And both women went, wow, you're fascinating. Tell us more. And I went, I will. That's what I did. Put that sucker in his place. And it already happened a couple times that night, so that's why I was starting to get a little bit angry, because it was the way he swaggered over. That wasn't a white guy. He was an Arab guy. He sized me up and he said, what's your costume? And I went, oh, it's an airline captain. He goes, really? I thought it was a Nazi. I don't like Nazis. I was like, he's like, you're not a Nazi, are you? Imagine how, and I'm like, I'm sitting there in purple jeans and a T-shirt wearing an airline hat because we went on a little cruise on the lake for my cousin's birthday party. I told the story. I need to stop and get in the news. Well, a couple-hour cruise and ate food and danced and stuff, and then went back. But and I looked at him. I was just like, it's a captain's hat. And then he pushed it. It was like, oh, really? Because I was like, that's it, man. Get out of my face. Let me tell you how pathetic you are. Let me tell you who you are and how you're not going to get a job with that fake degree and why you're a loser and why you're frustrated you can't seem to get jobs because all you were taught was social justice, warrior garbage. And I went through like probably a two-minute rant of the sociology, the anthropology, how he was ruined, how he had no life, and he was destroyed. He deserved it. I see you're not with women. I see you're not successful. Now, get away from me. Maybe he wanted to do something else, and I'm not looking for trouble, but I'm still going to be pushed so far. He was racist and didn't like a white guy with two good-looking women talking to him. He thought I'd roll over and apologize for being who I was. I should have said, I'm sorry for the Renaissance and quantum mechanics. I apologize. You're my God. I have to skip this network break. Just because I've run over and I'm an evil person. This is the last one of the day. I'm so horrible. I apologize. I've got to get to the search. Nico, you just popped in my ear and said you have another clip. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get McAfee disavows the Klan. I I think the headline I wanted was, I told him last night and this morning, I'm not mad. It's you got to get the social justice warriors to get excited that they may be bringing somebody down and have like little ceremonial victories in imaginary land because I want to use them to make it go viral. The headline needs to be something like, John McAfee challenged on the KKK. Because it makes you see, and show people how absurd it is. McAfee cornered about KKK, something like that. Put it up on InfoWars, put it up on Prison Planet, let's have it go viral. Let's play that before we play the clip of Romney being endorsed by Trump, endorsing Trump 4 years ago, now completely flip-flopping. It's the greatest 180 flip-flop I believe I've ever seen in 70 seconds. The only way it could be more perfect is if it was 180 seconds. But let's go to McAfee to illustrate the guy's married to a black lady. No one's ever challenged him. He's not connected to anything racist. It doesn't matter. Watch what I do to him. And it's the same thing the social justice warriors do. They don't have jobs. They don't have charm. They have no future. But they run around like little bots in their community organizer roles, messing with people all day. They're creeps. Here it is.
Oh, they're totally wrong. Look, I just avowed when I, in fact, Chris is my number one. When Chris gave me the honor of joining the campaign, he called me, said, Donald, what you've got is a movement. We spoke today in Kentucky. You've never seen a crowd like that. That had to be 20,000 people inside this massive convention center, and it was incredible. When Chris joined, we had a news conference, and they asked me the exact same question. I said, I disavow. Now, right after the program that we're talking about, and I thought it was clear, but, you know, we're talking about groups. I do have to know the name of the group because who knows? I mean, they have to give me the name of the group. But right after, when I reviewed it, I put out a tweet and I put out on Facebook that I totally disavow. Now, everybody knew I did that, but the press refused to look at that. It was right after. And I disavowed then. I disavowed today on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. I disavowed again. I mean, how many times are you supposed to disavow? But I disavow, and hopefully it's the final time I have to do it. But if you look at Facebook and if you look at Twitter, right after the show, I put out a statement because I want everybody to be sure. Yes, go ahead.
Weekend of back and forth, I disavow, okay?
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay?
We still don't know if the Republican frontrunner wholly rejects the controversial support. It's a question Trump has been struggling to answer clearly for
no,
months.
No, he hasn't. So, McAfee, let me ask you now, as a joke, will you disavow the KKK even though you have nothing to do with it?
I know no one within the KKK, at least to my knowledge, Alex, and I will definitely disavow the KKK. I'm against anybody.
Hold on, why won't you disavow them?
I'm sorry?
Why won't you disavow them?
Why do I?
You get it now. Go ahead and disavow again. I've got the moral authority. Disavow again.
Point made. You've got it. This is how it works, Alex.
No, wait a minute. You won't disavow? Why are you a disavow? Say I disavow.
My wife is black. How's that?
No. Say I disavow.
I disavow, Alex.
Wait a minute, John McAfee. Why won't you disavow? You're seeing him not disavow, folks. I'm going to ask you one more time, or Paul Ryan's going to have to come out and give a speech. Now, he's done it 10 times by Paul Ryan's speech. He's done it over 14 as of last night. And I want you to disavow 14 times and disavow the way I want. Go ahead.
I want to just continue to say one phrase over and over. My wife is black. My wife is black. And if I keep saying that, eventually.
Not good enough. Say I disavow. Seriously.
Okay, right. Duke is my best friend. We hang out together and drink beers. Now, she actually.
Okay. Why won't you disavow the KKK? No, seriously, I'm going to take this piece and edit it together with him disavowing over and over again at the same press conference disavowing, and they go, why won't you disavow? It's that crazy. What are these people thinking, John?
That tweet from Mitt Romney, he called your response disqualifying and disgusting, says your coddling of repugnant bigotry is not in the character of America. Your response?
Well, first of all, Mitt Romney is a failed candidate. Should have won the race, and he failed miserably. He was a terrible candidate for the Republicans. Secondly, David Duke and all were disavowed. I disavowed him on Friday. I disavowed him right after that because I thought if there was any question, and you take a look at Twitter, almost immediately after on Twitter and Facebook, they were disavowed again. I disavowed him every time I speak to somebody virtually, and, you know, they just keep it going. They keep it going, and they said, oh, we never looked at your Twitter account. We never looked at Facebook. I said, take a look at Facebook. It was totally disavowed.
Everyone
follows
that.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
That's where Trump communications is, Facebook and Twitter.
Quality as I have. You take a look at Palm Beach, Florida. I built the Mar-a-Lago Club. Totally open to everybody.
We still don't know if the Republican frontrunner wholly rejects the controversial support. It's a question Trump has been struggling to answer clearly for months.
They said that 2 days after he did that piece before with Stephanopoulos. Think of the level of deception. That was Tuesday morning they put that out. He was on Stephanopoulos Sunday and totally disavowed everything, all white supremacy, and then they still said they don't know if he disavows white supremacy. And then in that press conference that we carried live and followed Tuesday night with our live coverage, we got live coverage tonight as well, the Republican debate, it was amazing. Three different reporters. And he's like, I just disavowed 1 minute ago. Okay, I disavowed. And they get him and go, why won't you disavow? And he went, wait a minute. Because they were going to cut that for those news channels, them saying, why won't you disavow and not show what was on 2 minutes before, hoping their viewers didn't catch the press conference. It's all about deceiving you. And you notice McAfee started getting irritated there at a certain point. I said, listen, you're going to disavow it. That's why Ventura came out, who's known for not being a racist. In fact, they even use it against him. People guilt him into everything. You know, open borders, you name it. Going, I wouldn't even disavow it. People aren't going to tell me what somebody else was doing to make me say something. And that's why he disavowed it three times and then wouldn't do it anymore for about a day. And they made a big deal out of it. He's like, I already did it. So I get it. You know, I said Trump was dumb to not disavow even more up front. But I get the fact that I've had people call up and ask me if I'm racist, and I just go, I'm not answering that. I mean, at a certain point, it just gets old. It's like, do you rape your wife? The answer is no. You know, do you sell PCP on street corners? No. Do you rob old ladies? No. And stop asking me the question. It's guilt by association, it's a demonization technique, and it's targeting these idiots in the street that come up to our reporters and threaten them and go, I want to see Donald Trump killed. I thought it's a joke you're out here supporting him. That bigot racist who hates Hispanics? Mexico has a southern fence and guys with machine guns for Guatemala. But we can't have one. It's just, we're pathetic. We get lectured by everybody. We get treated like garbage. And then here's the Mitt Romney clip. From 4 years ago versus today. Short and sweet. It's going up at InfoWars.com. As we speak, let's make it go viral. Here it is.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. What little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America. I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business, and job creators. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. A business genius, he is not.
There you go. And we're putting that video out on InfoWars.com right now. To my knowledge, no one else has done that mashup yet. It's short. It's sweet. 70-second video destroys Mitt Romney's claims about Trump. I mean, it is total flip-flop, 180. Mitt Romney is a dishonorable dirtball. And I'll be honest. I mean, I liked him obviously a lot more than Obama. I held my nose and supported him. in the last election, but man, they are pulling out the stops on Trumpus in a big way. We need to get all the men, all the women, all the kids out there. I'm dubbing the name Trumpkins. My children all love Donald Trump. They got the T-shirts, just came in, the ball caps. I kept begging for them. I ordered them, and they're now officially Trumpkins. So we need the army of Trumpkins, like the Ewoks, to help, you know, bring down the empire here. I want to go out on the street and do a Trumpkin video. Meet the Trumpkins. Meet the Trumpkins. All right, we'll be back with Roger Stone, who's been proven correct in spades about the Koch brothers' claim he made last week. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Look, foreign corporate interests have come in, sold off America, moved our main base to China, India, and hundreds of other nations. They've set up internal tariffs by shutting off our coal power plants, increasing our energy prices, putting regulations in place that make it impossible to do business here. China has internal tariffs with their currencies of between 20 and 40%. It varies. Trump just says we're going to have a level playing field. They call that protectionism. Now, you heard Roger Stone on the show Friday in studio for 2 hours, and you heard him in that viral 10-minute video we shot in downtown Austin after dinner, after he talked to his inside source that was in the big 200 millionaire-billionaire meeting with Rubio and the Koch brothers. Everything he talked about in that video that went viral at drudgereport.com has now been confirmed. We're going to walk through that. What the Mitt Romney attack means, I asked Stone. Does it look like they're trying to shave points in to states that aren't winner-take-all so that he doesn't get 50% of the delegates? He said that's absolutely happening in Texas and other states. I mean, we had the reports now from hundreds of people and news TV, news radio. We have the viral reports documenting it where people would vote for Trump and it would flip to Rubio or Cruz. And it is a big, big deal. And now we have them saying they're going to have a broker convention. They're going to steal it. Breitbart got it on tape. The audio is up on Infowars.com from the Koch brothers run meeting where they didn't send their head campaign person to run Rubio's campaign. But say they quote in the New York Times and Washington Post, I love the quote, we're not involved at all in the primary. We're giving no money. You pull up articles from last year where they said, we're giving $1 billion. We're going to Roger Stone here in just a moment. This is incredible. But the video that we played twice this hour that I'm going to play again is up on Infowars.com. I don't usually send it to Drudge and say, please post it. Plus, Drudge doesn't really post something if you ask. He posts it if he wants to. But we're sending it over there because I think it's pretty important. I don't like to get involved in inner, you know, party type garbage. But all the Republican Party has half decent candidates. The Democrats are just like communists. But Mitt Romney is a liar and is really stabbing Donald Trump in the back. It's very sickening. And I would say this video needs to go mega viral. It's on Infowars.com, red link. We're putting it on Facebook, Twitter, maximum push. This video destroys Mitt Romney's claims against Trump. Go F yourself, you hypocrite, voter says to Romney. So it is a big deal. So that video is on Infowars.com. Before we go any further, the huge mega sale ended, but we've got some sales that are even bigger. They're just with targeted items. We have the best colloidal silver you're going to find anywhere at the very lowest price. We set out to go to the top manufacturer in the country, the most certified that has the 30 parts per million. This is the, you know, name brand is in Whole Foods for $5 more on average, $25. We have it, private label for us. Quite frankly, we sell more than Whole Foods does now. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, InfoWars Life. InfoWarsLife.com. You can get it for $9.95. That's because we do sell it lower than anybody else does. And the industry's a little upset that we've undercut everybody. I'm sorry, I'm a capitalist. And I'd rather make $2 on a bottle and dominate the entire industry and help people and be successful. I'm a capitalist. I'm aggressive. I'm foaming at the mouth. And I even have lower prices than Amazon.com. It's just the way it is. Sorry. Somebody finally undercut Amazon.com. It's all made right here in America. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we're doing that sale while supplies last. At current sales rates, it'll be gone by Tuesday. You know we don't do this. Hey, we're selling out things. A gimmick. We've been sold out of Supermail for weeks, Anthroplex for weeks. So we'll have a whole bunch of items right now. InfoWars Life now has back in stock Anthroplex. That is a base program to get your body naturally going to then stack on top of it the super male or super female. It says for men it works just as good for women, Dr. Group and others say. Folks, take this. Read the rave reviews. 5.0 review. It actually has an average 5.0. Nobody has that with power reviews. No one in nutraceuticals. This is insane. Try Anthroplex. I'm going to be honest with you. It's so strong, I can't really take it. I've been taking one every day, and it made me too aggressive. And now, after a while, Super Male, that happened to me as well, but it got to where I could take it. So it takes some getting used to. Be careful with X2. Be careful with all this stuff. This is not a game. Consult your physician. I mean, we're not putting crud out. We want to dominate the market, give people great products, win-win. I'm about 360 wins. I don't believe in it. I insist on it. It's who I am. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Liver Shield is back in stock as well. Hillary for Prison shirts have sold out. The new limited edition is in Hillary for Prison shirts. What difference does it make? And you are funding the literal tip of the spear in the info war for human liberty. We've got this pack of thousands of globalist hyenas attacking the lion Donald Trump. But hundreds of lions are now joining him. So the battle is joined. You've got the lion, Donald Trump, out there trying to go and save the other lion that's under attack, the female lion, the Republic. You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hyenas attacking. Now thousands have showed up, but hundreds more lions are showing up. And the entire power structure, I know I say this every hour, it's so insane. The biggest murderers in history, the communist Chinese. The corrupt Vicente Fox of Mexico. The corrupt Pope with his 200-foot walls so the pedophile parties can happen and his secretary can be found dead, pregnant. I mean, it's just a charnel house of satanic behavior. All the hypocrisy, the Koch brothers, the Democrats, the Republican leadership, just the entire establishment, the Davos Group, the Financial Times of London, Larry Summers that created the derivatives and the subprime scams for the Clintons. Every evil, goblin-like establishment creature has crawled out from under their rocks, crawled out from under their pedophile command bases, crawled out of their narco-state lairs. In fact, forget a lion. How about a knight challenging a bunch of pus-filled, giant, fat dragons? Dragging themselves along, drunk on the blood of the innocents. And this is phenomenal. I've never seen anything in the history of politics and in modern systems like this. The entire power of the dying dinosaur whore media at Trump. Will they risk open revolt? If you think the tsunami of support behind Trump with the establishment attacking him is big, if they steal it at a broker convention, it is going to be a 50 on the Richter scale. I know it doesn't go above 10. It is going to be seismic, earth-shattering. It is going to be insane. And they're openly trying to steal it. They're openly organizing it. I want to thank Roger Stone of StoneZone.com for coming on with us. Again, the consummate Trump insider, his confidant of 40 years, ran major campaigns, involved a lot of big, did the whole Republican recount in Florida, turned against the Republican establishment after that. You know who he is. He's been on a lot lately. Mr. Stone, you made major international headlines. They came out in a bunch of newspapers 24 hours after you were on and Drudge carried that report where you said they met. They're giving $75 million, $25 million this week. They're sending their campaign head to run his, Rubio's, but he doesn't win Florida. They're out. They're not going to give money to Cruz, which has now come out. You laid everything out. You said that they're going to try to have a broker convention, that you had your moles, your Quislings there. And now Breitbart, I know you write for Breitbart. I wonder if your Quisling is their Quisling, or maybe there's multiple patriots in there. But they've got to be upset now because here are the Koch brothers coming out saying, Stone's wrong. We haven't given any money to the Republicans this cycle. Well, you go to the Federal Elections Commission. It's massive. It's hundreds of millions. They were in the news last year saying they were planning to give $1 billion. We showed that article earlier. We'll show it again while you're on screen. What is happening here? I mean, this is just so epic. I don't even have words, Mr. Stone.
Well, it's the last dying gasp of the two-party duopoly of the folks who've been running this country for the last 30 years and who have run it into the ground. Everything I told you last week, Alex, has come to pass. The Kochs are clever. They say, oh, we're not spending our money in an anti-Trump effort. No, they are. Their associates, Paul Singer and Stanley Hubbard and the Ricketts, all of whom were at their meeting or represented at their meeting. So weasel words, very carefully worded. Our associates are spending the money. We're not spending the money. I also predicted to you that Mitt Romney would be in the fray. After months of dead silence from Mitt Romney, he started attacking Donald Trump on his Twitter feed the night of the last debate. He has now scheduled this announcement today, this speech today, in which he did what his father, George Romney, did to Barry Goldwater. A last desperate attack to make sure that he is unelectable. Look, being called a phony by Mitt Romney is like being called ugly by a frog. Mitt Romney ran up and down the country 3 years ago saying, Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan. Alex, Mitt Romney never supported Ronald Reagan.
He was a Democrat.
Not in 1980. He supported Paul Tsongas, the left-wing Democrat senator from Massachusetts. I worked on the Reagan campaign. Massachusetts was a state I worked on. Mitt Romney was nowhere to be found because he wasn't even a Republican. The guy calls Trump a phony. He's had more plastic surgery and more hairdos than Hillary Clinton. There's nothing genuine about this guy. He's not a conservative, not even remotely. Even when he tried to sound like when he said he was severely conservative. What does that mean? No liberty-believing conservative would describe themselves that way. So I think he's the Sonny Liston of American politics. I saw those debates. I think he took a dive That's what I think. So this is the last gasp of the establishment. I predict to you now he's sticking his toe in the water to see what the reception is like. There is a statement by one of his lackeys today up in Breitbart saying this is today's assault on Trump was only the first step. So, he should get in the water. He should enter the late primary. He has until April 29th to file for California and New Jersey and a spate of others. You know, what was it that Teddy Roosevelt, who is not one of my favorite presidents, said? The credit belongs not to the man who stands on the sideline.
But the man in the arena.
The man who gets in the arena. So, Mitt, if you're so opinionated, if you're so tough, get in the arena with Donald Trump. File for those late primaries.
Has he not become a true Judas Iscariot, to be his friend, to play golf with him, to eat dinner with him, to off and on know him for 20 years, and then to get up there and literally 180 in front of everyone? I mean, I got to say, Mitt Romney is a true Benedict Arnold piece of trash.
Well, I would, Alex, I would suggest that your folks go right now and get the media clips of Romney praising Trump at the press conference in which Trump endorsed Romney, where he calls him an incredible business success, where he admits that he is richer than Romney, where he praises him. Get those clips and you'll see what we're dealing with. A total Judas Iscariot. And now kicking himself, because remember, Mitt wanted to run in 2016. He didn't make the race because he deemed Jeb Bush unstoppable.
And by the way, he's attacking with more vitriol and more vicious words Donald Trump than he did Obama. He was like wearing giant pillow-sized gloves, and Obama was attacking him with a hatchet. And Romney, I think, pretty much just took a dive. I think it's pretty clear now he's a Democrat operative, probably already has been, and it's 100% clear. He's a Democrat operative, not just a rhino. He probably gets direct orders from Obama, and the payoff, I'm sure, was extravagant. What a traitor to this country, his family, his God, and everything else. But since you mentioned that clip, we have the clip, Roger. We need you to help this go viral. It's a one-minute clip. You can send it to Trump. We tweeted it at Donald. It's just 70 seconds that destroys Mitt Romney. The article's on InfoWars.com. This video destroys Mitt Romney's claims against Trump. Here it is.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. What little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters.
His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America.
I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business, and job creators.
He inherited his business. He didn't create it. A business genius, he is not.
By the way, that's an oxymoron. If you inherit money and then make even more, it means you're even more successful, because usually people are spoiled and lose it all. You do inherit great genetics, but then you also are in the environment of having things so good. Most rich kids tend to not do so well. He worked for his dad on record. I've seen the documentaries that are 3 hours long on History Channel that you're part of. They talk to everybody. He was working when he was 12 years old. He was out there, and he got $1 million from his dad. And by the time his dad died, he had his own separate business. Trump had made billions and billions, and his dad then gave $200 million, to different parts of the family. So Trump dwarfed his father. But it's just incredible how they lie, unlike the Bushes, who never made any money and had all these failed oil companies that were really CIA drug dealing fronts with silver spoons shoved in their addled mouths.
Well, the irony of this, of course, is that Mitt Romney inherited a fortune from his father, George Romney, who made his money at American Motors in Detroit. So what is Mitt talking about in terms of privilege, in terms of entitlement? Look, this is not about Republican-Democrat. This is about the globalists versus the one and only nationalist running for president this country, this year, this cycle. Donald Trump believes in American sovereignty. Donald Trump believes in American strength. He is scaring the daylights out of the
lobby. Our listeners know this. They're sold on Trump. I'd say 90% now. Even people that were against him here in the office, I mean, they see it. It's clear. What are the new attacks? What's the next big shoe to drop? How big is it? Because you talked about this. They talked about a broker convention, you said, inside the Koch brother meeting, running the whole show. Now their campaign guys running Rubio's campaign. How big is it that Breitbart has this audio? It's like it's on Infowars.com. I can play the whole thing here. Where they admit that they're going to steal the election at the broker deal. Now we see shaving, it appears. I want you to confirm that. You said earlier you agree. At Texas and other levels, I believe Trump really won Texas.
Yeah, first of all, I think I've been working with something called the Trump Ballot Security Project, where we have tried to respond immediately to complaints of voter irregularities and frauds. We have over 600 individual complaints now spread into six counties in Texas, where people tell us they voted for Donald Trump only to see their vote tallied overwhelmingly for Marco Rubio.
Don't we need a lawsuit then to draw attention to this immediately?
Yeah, I think it's vital. I urge those who agree with us to go to stopthesteal.org to help us in this effort. We have to send teams now to Ohio, where we're beginning to get reports about irregularities in the absentee balloting process, which I think is a precursor to more stealing on the actual election day.
Of course.
I can tell you the Ohio Republican machine is more adept at this than any Republican.
And that's why Kasich says he will stand or fall on Ohio, because he knows the fix is in.
Yeah, no. So my question, as far as Texas is concerned, is this Karl Rove at work? I don't think we got an honest count. I think we got a distorted count. I actually we're looking into smaller but significant reports of irregularities in Oklahoma, the only other state that
Trump obviously. And I talked to people that were down there as election judges. It was almost all Trump, but then magically he didn't win. And then everybody's saying the vote went
for
Trump.
To bug out, Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I was trying to mention all the things he broke Friday here in studio, but also out on the street with our interview that ended up coming true and being proven to be accurate. He said, get ready for Mitt Romney to come in. They're getting him thawed out and prepared. He'll start coming out and attacking Trump now, and then that's just him preparing for folks to beg him to, quote, run. So it doesn't look like he's coming into the convention, a broker convention, and just stealing it. And sure enough, boom, he's now out there doing that. I mean, I had friends call up that their wife, you know, had the vote flip. And I know the guy's wife, you know, she's a computer manager, expert. There were dozens of calls per news show on 590 where I've worked for years, off and on for 20-something years. You know, the news station here in town that we're part of. And we went and interviewed those folks, and they had them flooding the newsroom as well. And Jakari went out and talked to folks on the street, and they were talking about it. And election judges were saying, yeah, we're hearing it. It's happening. I mean, judges off camera going, no, this is going on. This is happening. And it's Trump that it's flipping from. It's not, oh, sometimes it's Trump, sometimes it's Rubio, sometimes it's Cruz, sometimes it's Carson, sometimes it's Kasich. That's a big deal. Clearly, explain to people, if Trump's got 320, and they've got, what is it, 370-something now, because it's changed as more votes came in, then, again, they're more than 50% at the convention. That means they can bypass him and give it to whoever they want. And are they that arrogant, Roger?
Yeah, look, I think they will stop at nothing. This is rule or ruin. They don't mind if the Republican nomination is worthless at the end of the day.
They said that. They want Hillary. They love her.
They would certainly prefer her to Donald Trump. So this is very clear what they have planned. By keeping this a multi-candidate race, by keeping as many candidates in the race as possible, with Ted Cruz probably stealing or the net result winning Texas because of a steal, and presumably John Kasich winning Ohio and 100 votes there, it is certainly possible for Trump to run the tables in these primaries, meaning win every primary and caucus, but with a plurality, not a majority. Get to Cleveland with the largest block of delegates, close to the magic number, but not quite there. And the establishment stalls him, understanding that on the second ballot, hundreds of delegates that are legally bound to Trump are now free to do whatever they want. This is how the big steal works.
And I've seen it with Ron Paul, where the whole room in Texas goes, Ron Paul, they go, oh, no, not Ron Paul, Mitt Romney. And then the master delegate just steals it in front of everybody anyways.
Well, and they control the rules committee. Now, currently the rules say in order to even have your name put in nomination, you have to have the majority of the delegates in 8 states. It used to be 6 states, but when Ron Paul, who I admire enormously, achieved the 6 states, they changed it to 8. And if he had gotten 8, they would have changed it to 10.
I know Ron Paul's a purist, and I admire him, and I love him, and he's a great man. But he's been screwed over just like Trump is. He sees the populism. Maybe if Trump said, hey, I'd make you Treasury Secretary so that Paul could know he'd have some say, we need Ron Paul to endorse him. Come on, Dr. Paul.
Well, such an agreement, of course, would be illegal. You can't.
No, I mean, I don't mean literally. I'm just saying if Trump made noises like, hey, I'd listen to Ron Paul.
What I would have to say is I want men and women like Ron Paul in my administration. He's already said, as I predicted on the show, he wants to audit the Fed, which is enormous because no other Republican candidate other than Rand Paul takes that position. I agree. The support of Ron Paul would be very valuable now. But this
Roger Stone, stay there. We got a break. Back in 70 seconds. And then, this is just broken, InfoWars.com. Mitt Romney's changed his official Facebook page saying he's running for president. Wow. So is this a test or what is this? And federal judge says the FBI is preparing to indict Hillary. This is just out. Infowars.com. Two huge stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We're coming back in 70 seconds with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.